Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, the biggest celebrity pickleball event in the world is coming to San Francisco on February 15th and 16th at the Warfield. The star power behind this event includes Brandi Chastain, Chris Mullin, Hunter Pence, Terrell Owens, Baron Davis. Visit 957thegame.com for more information and your chance to win tickets, courtesy of our friends at Pivot. Don't forget, 12 o'clock hour, we're giving away another knockout spot. Listen during the 12 o'clock hour, and you can play knockout on Chase Center's floor with 95.7 The Game. And
Let's go. Who knows?
Maybe Curry will come out and take a look.
Well, we got to see if they're going to be home or away.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll probably be away. Hey, my guy Big Dex texted. He said, tell Steiny, Lacob doesn't do everything Curry wants. Years past, wasn't he in on Avery Bradley? And they didn't get him?
Yeah, him and Draymond wanted Avery Bradley. And they kept Gary Payton a second.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
Played great for him.
No doubt about it.
Here's what I was thinking.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
Remember the great Gary Radnich?
The GOAT.
Yeah, Gary Radnich.
My man.
One of the greatest of all time.
I did an hour with him.
You know, he had a different way of looking at sports. And I was just thinking about him last night about this trade. Like, kind of what would he think about it? And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking, well, they might have lost some three-point shooting, but they got another shot creator.
Yeah.
But spacing might be an issue. Like, he wouldn't have dealt with that at all. You know what he would have said?
Give it to me.
Warrior fans, how you feeling about Joe Lacob teaming up the two most suspended players in recent history in the NBA? He would say, this is like putting Rodman and Rasheed Wallace together. He would be talking about how this team now has two of the most volatile personalities that exist in the league. They have two of the most volatile personalities in the NBA right now in the same locker room.
I would say that.
Like anybody else worried about that?
I would tell Gary, Steiny, I would tell him those two dudes on defense are dogs and they can funnel on a good day that tenacity and be problems.
I've noticed that you say on a good day a lot these days. which means you don't believe necessarily that they can be consistent.
No, it's life, Steiny. It's when you get in a relationship, you're being proactive. You're hoping everything is on the good foot.
No concerns.
There are concerns. Okay. This has the ingredients to be hella combustible. This could go bonkers. And when you talk about what was the record they need to go to get to 46?
21-10.
I'm looking at this Butler acquisition, and I had to check myself, Steiny, you got to get to the playoffs to really get the Jimmy Butler experience. And I'm scared as all outdoors. There's a real chance if this thing went left that you don't get there. That, to me, would be nightmare on Jimmy Butler Street. Think about that for a second.
I have. I thought about that for 5 weeks leading up to the trade deadline. I didn't just think about it when they acquired Butler. I thought about it when they might get LaVine and Vucevic and Durant, and what does it really do? And of all the names, Butler was the one that wasn't the craziest about. Let's go to Suzette.
Hey.
Suzette's in Oakland. Hey, Suzette, how you doing?
Good morning.
Hey.
So you guys were talking about all kind of stuff. So, like, what I was going to say was, like, all over the board. So, like, you're right, Steiny. So, like, this year, you know, it's been kind of like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. What do we want for the trade, right? And then it's like the rotations have been like musical chairs. It's just like if there's no consistency. You know what I mean? And it's just like whoever made this executive decision, because Lakeup isn't the only owner of this team.
Right.
You know, so this executive decision was reckless. You know, they were blindsided. The team was blindsided, kind of like, you know, Jason Kidd when they had their little interview. He didn't even know that Luka had been traded.
Right.
You know, I just find it, you know, the style of play is different with Jimmy. You know, he slows it down. It's like, it's crazy. They think they're going to have a plug-and-play guy come in here and get adjusted to all of this. I don't get it. And Curry, he played the most minutes last night. 37 minutes.
I know.
Well, they were shorthanded, Suzette. They were shorthanded.
I understand that. But the defense, I mean, you know, with Draymond, I mean, I don't see him doing it. He's tired too. I mean, and it's right, the suspensions. But I want to just leave it with this.
Okay.
You know, we were really blessed to have the Warriors win 4 titles in 10 years. There are 10 teams still in the NBA that hasn't even won a championship.
Mm.
We owe a lot, but we don't owe anything to the players that are still on this team. You know what I mean? So it's like, if we wouldn't have won that 2022 championship, I think that's the time that they should have let Draymond go, because I think he's just been the outlier of this whole thing. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, Suzette.
Have a good weekend.
Appreciate the call. She used the word blindsided.
And great movie, too.
You think the team was blindsided?
No.
I kind of do, too, a little.
Because it was all out there. We're desperate. We'll dance shams.
Not that guy.
The Warriors are
Butler.
Attached to every superstar. Like, I was just going to jump in and tell the lovely Suzette, like, were you really blindsided? Like, we didn't know it was going to be Butler, but when your team is out there with any and everybody, nobody should be blindsided.
I kind of think they were. It felt like they might not have been blindsided by a trade. I'm starting to feel like they might have been blindsided by Butler
after he said he wasn't coming here. That was the one where I was like, okay, he's not coming.
I mean, imagine Joe Lacob going to Curry a week ago and Curry being like, God, I don't know, Joe. I don't know, Joe. And then you got to come back to Curry 5 days later and say, you know, we can't get Durant. Levine's off the board. We could probably still get Jimmy.
Nah.
Joe, don't make me make that decision. That's what I would have said if I were Curry.
Yeah, this from the 925 on the text line, Stoudy. I think we have a pro in navigating big personalities in Steve Kerr. And maybe that's from his playing days, being with Michael, Scotty, Rodman, dealing with Dre.
I mean, maybe. Sandman in Fremont. How you doing, Sandman? What's going on? Sandman, what's up, buddy? All right. Let's go to BR in Virginia. Hey, BR, what's going on, man?
Not so much, Steiny. Go, how you guys doing?
All right, it's Friday, baby.
There you go, bro. Oh, what I want to say, brief as possible and all that. I listen to y'all show every day, and y'all make some good points.
Thank you.
But my problem is Jimmy Butler and also with Wiggins. I think it was a pretty good trade, although I like Wiggins better. But then we get back to talk a little bit about John Flamingo. I want y'all to answer me a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Stanley, I was listening to you a while ago saying that Flamingo will be better being a six man. I don't agree at all. I agree with the things with signing Goo, I believe it is. Goo with Goo saying sometime. I promise you, Stephen Kerr gave Flamingo 32 to 35 minutes like he do Pause and some of his other pets. I will guarantee you almost he will average 25 to 30 points a game, whether you accept it, believe it or not. But I listened to Cyrus. I listened to Larry Kruger. They, the main one, said the same thing, that Flamingo will be a star if he got the minutes that he got. But everybody want to down him more than they do everybody else. And I know as a fact, this boy can play ball. I was a coach for 15 years. And I know a little something about basketball, too. If they gave him the minutes he have, I guarantee he would help Steph out a whole lot. Although Jimmy Butler might be able to help him a lot, too. And I don't think the fact that people regular down on him being a six man and stuff, give him the minutes just like he do Bartkinski, whatever his name is, playing guard. And he can't shoot his way out of a wet paper bag. And also Looney, TJB, Jackson, whatever his name is, and some more of the other players out there, too.
BR, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
I would tell BR, get ready, because before Kuminga got hurt, Steiny, the team was, they were making a shift. They knew they needed what Kuminga brought to the table. And I think when he comes back, if healthy, partner, I think he's going to be inserted in the starting lineup. And I can't watch just Dre, Steph, and Butler and think that's enough. I'm already assuming Kuminga 30 minutes a night, Steiny.
Yeah, and I don't care if Kuminga starts or comes off the bench. It's, I don't have an opinion about that. What I said, BR, was, you know, don't assume that Steve Kerr's putting Kuminga right back into the starting lineup. That's all I said. He might, but why would anyone assume that when we've seen how Kuminga's been handled the last 4 years? And we can't assume it. That's all I'm saying.
But if you follow the tea leaves, right before we left, tell me if I'm wrong, right before he got hurt, that is, we heard Draymond talk about how they were going to basically hand over the keys to... No.
Is he the coach?
But the coach also said that, and Steph was saying they needed...
That's why
the injury, all of them come at a bad time, was at the most inopportune time for Kuminga, because it was almost like, here, you're about to be featured. So I would tell BR...
He ain't anymore.
When he comes back...
He ain't featured anymore.
Don't know that.
Oh, you're going to go to Kuminga when you have that's the other thing. Like, why can't we acknowledge?
It's a team game, though, Scotty. I'm not saying you're going to give him the ball down one Kuminga with 15 seconds left.
The bottom line is Kuminga has been bumped down in the pecking order. You didn't go get Jimmy Butler to give Jonathan Kuminga a bigger role.
All right. Well, that's all I'm saying. The energy on that call was, has he ever been bumped up? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're saying he's going to be bumped down. Has he really ever been bumped up? Because
that's what I thought
it was starting to happen, he got hurt.
Again, I don't care how much Kuminga plays. I'm just saying.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
After 4 years of watching how the Warriors have coached him and watched how his playing time has been, I don't know what Steve Kerr is envisioning for Kuminga. Like, I just don't know. I mean, for all I know, you know, Steve Kerr just told Chris DeMarco, we can't play Kuminga, Butler, and Draymond together. We can't. I don't know. Maybe he feels that way. So I just want to let that part play out. And it feels like Kuminga's still at least a couple weeks away anyway.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go to Gene. Gene's in Oakland.
Oh,
hey, Gene, how you doing, my man?
I'm still bummed, guys. I mean, this makes absolutely no sense to me. This may go down, I don't know, the Carroll and Parrish debacle of many years ago. It may not be quite that bad, but it's close in my mind. You know, like you said, Steiny, it reeks of desperation. We got three old guys that are going to be commanding somewhere around $140, $150 million, you know, and we're trying to keep Kuminga. And, you know, I heard all we have left is around $25 million, which, as I understand, he turned down at the beginning of the season. So what are we left with? I mean, we're three old guys that are going to try to trudge their way through the twilight of their career and try to bring us a championship. You know, I don't think so. I mean, and, you know, look at Curry, for example. Curry, once again, you look at his 37 points, which is what all the fans will look at, but look at the efficiency.
Yeah.
37% overall and 30% from three. I mean, the last 10 games, he's been around those levels. Those are substandard.
Right.
And, you know, if he's got physical ailments and age, I mean, that's not going to get any better. So, to me, the best case scenario, frankly, is wait the 2 years, dump all these salaries, hope your young guys have really developed in the meantime, and go start over.
Oh, man. Thanks, Gene.
Man, Gene has that energy like they lost Kuminga or Pods or Moody in the deal, but he feels like he feels, well, and I said this to you.
They might have lost Kuminga in the deal.
And maybe it won't be until this summer. Exactly. They made that decision, and we'll see how that plays out. But as far as Curry shooting 30 shots each of the last two nights, I kind of think that's an anomaly, Stani. I'm not saying I don't want to see the chef shoot them many, but the bottom line is if Wiggins or Butler were out there, you would think that would be 15 shots from either or on those given nights, and Curry was doing that last night, but it wasn't efficient, Gene. And I am worried about the ailments, but for him to get up 30 in two nights and almost 40 last night, I'm like, man, he got to improve the efficiency, but he's feeling frisky.
He's not playing well. And the one thing, like, I don't the last 10 or 12 games with Curry
have me concerned.
He doesn't seem like, he just doesn't seem like he's the same player.
Right.
And I get it that he's declining, but now it seems like, I don't know, he just doesn't seem like the same player. And then that's where I'm like, well, if Steph ain't the same player, what was the sense of bringing Butler in here? If Steph can't get to a certain level. Now, obviously, the plan is that with Butler, things are going to get easier for Steph, and it's got to go that way, you would think. But yeah, I'm worried about Curry. What do you want me to say?
That's my guy, Stani. I think I was there before you. I think you're being kind with the last 12 games. I think it goes back a little further. But if somehow in a perfect world, Kuminga could do more, I'll tell you what, I think there's going to be enough food to go around because Draymond is not a volume shooter. So Ice Cube on a good day, you know? Butler could get his, Kuminga could get his, and Curry could get his.
415 on the text line. I wasn't in on the deal, and I am still skeptical, but I haven't been excited to watch the Dubs play in months. You're lying to yourself if you're not excited to watch Jimmy Butler play with Steph tomorrow. I will agree with you there.
Yeah, no, man.
I mean, I will agree with you there.
Can't wait.
Do you guys think that it's possible that they made this deal with the intention that Jimmy Butler is now their best player? Like that Steph Curry is not just about finding him help, but finding the help.
Evan, I'm going to say yes.
It's possible.
Because I think that was the intention for Durant. I don't know what people think about Butler because he was plan B, but I think that's why they wanted Durant.
That's a great point. And Stani, I think he can be the one without even fighting for the 1A per se. But Evan, I'm with you. We'll see if he can handle, he can live up to it.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things I'm very interested in seeing is how Butler fits in. And, you know, is he a 1 and Curry's a 2? Is he a 1A and Curry's a 1B? Is Steph still the 1 and Butler's the 2? You're right. More excitement and intrigue has been created. That I will give you. So that they succeeded in creating passion about the trade. That's what they did. They created passion. They reinvigorated the fan base with feelings one way or the other.
Now, you know, I'm not a lot of things, Stani, but I'm not a phony and a fake. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you I do have a worry. That worry is when Kuminga hooked up with Wiggins, as much as I wanted it, it wasn't fluid, it wasn't pretty. Do you think Kuminga and Butler have a better chance of coexisting when they're out there together than Wiggins and Kuminga?
Butler and Kuminga versus Wiggins and Kuminga? Yeah,
which was always, though we saw it and I wanted it and I liked what it looked like on paper, I don't want to say seasoning, but do you think that has a better chance to cook than what we saw with Wiggins and Kuminga?
I think Butler's a better creator than Wiggins. So, you know, Butler can make more plays off the dribble with a pass. So, from that regard, I think he would work better with Kuminga. Because, I think he's more of a playmaker than Andrew Wiggins.
Hmm.
Andrew Wiggins can make, he can make plays for himself. For other people, not quite as much, but that's what Butler can do. Let's go to Father Time. Father Time in Napa. How come you're in Napa?
What do you mean? That's where I...
You should be in Chicago. You should be in Chicago with the Warriors. If you're Father Time.
No.
Oh, that's you're hilarious. Hilarious.
Coming off the bench.
Oh, my man.
I could be 15th man on the bench or go, back and forth to Santa Cruz. I'd love to go to Santa Cruz. That sounds great. Fellas, first of all, let me start and finish with the same thing. Father Time, still undefeated. And a lot of people have made a lot of points about the age of this group, this three, and it's important, but you can delude yourself and say, age is just a number, tell that to my wife, it's real. You get older and you decline in your performance. And I just want to say a couple things. This smacks of, everyone said, oh, it's a big gamble. It's not a gamble. It's a flyer or it's a hedge if you play poker. They're going to have him for another 2 years. They're going to pay him $1 zillion. They got the three of them. This smacks of let's see what happens. bottom line is there's only 32 games left. The Warriors are going to be dogs in 19 of those games, right? They're going to be underdogs. It's not like a cakewalk schedule down the road.
Okay.
If you think Jimmy Butler is going to add 5 wins down this stretch so that they can get to that, you know, play-in whatever playoff spot, well, I'll take that bet. I'll take that money. It's a super challenging problem, and it's frustrating because they didn't have to do this.
Well, you know what? Hold on, Father Time. Father Time, I'm feeling you. But why don't you ask Guru if he wants to make a bet like that?
And I got another question for Father Time real quick. What was your other option? To just watch this team flame out and for the second year maybe not make the playoffs? I'm just asking, is that what you wanted?
First of all, I'm not the general manager. Maybe I should be. Kyle Riley is the smartest man in the league. Just look at his record. The point I'm making is you're going to maybe make that play-in game with Wiggs.
Okay.
You're maybe going to make it with Butler. So you're acting like this is some sort of panacea, like this is like the fix, the cure-all. This is just it's insulting. If I was a Warriors fan, which I'm a Warriors follower, it's insulting because you're not doing anything other than saying, look at us, we got Jimmy Buckets. Well, that's great. You had Andrew Wiggins, which is the same production, same war. You want to look at the analytics. Better, actually.
Andrew Wiggins was never a one on a team. And you guys got to quit disrespecting what Jimmy Butler has done. Andrew Wiggins on his best day would never have drugged the Miami Heat to 2 final appearances. So why are you guys just going in on Jimmy like he's just the old meatloaf? He's a better basketball player than Andrew Wiggins. He's never been a one. I love Wiggins and what he did. But put some respect on Butler's name. And you're just going to call and pick up the phone and say the Warriors are idiots for rolling the dice to think that Butler might give you more than what Wiggins can? And if you do win the play-in game, which you lost last year with Wiggins, that's when the Jimmy Butler effect will kick in, Steiny. And it's a crapshoot. But don't sit here and act like they didn't trade for arguably I'll ask you right now, Steiny, and who's the best player on the Warriors right now?
I don't know.
I got my answer.
I don't know.
As currently playing Jimmy Butler.
Okay, well, he hasn't played in like 2 months, so I don't know who the best player is on the Warriors. Nobody's calling the Warriors idiots. The caller didn't say but I happen to agree with him.
He said he was insulted.
Well, he can be insulted. But, like, I get it. Like, don't call the Warriors idiots, but also don't blindly... You don't have to blindly subscribe that they just made a great move if you don't think they made a great move. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in an hour, your chance to get a spot in our knockout tournament at Chase Center. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more. You just stay in your car. Coupons are at BayAreaOilChange.com. Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at noon, Steve Bolpet. He writes for HeavyOnSports.com, worked at the Boston Herald for decades, NBA expert, all over the trade deadline. Get his thoughts on what the Warriors did and maybe some of the other moves around the league. Warriors obviously acquired Jimmy Butler. Draymond Green, give it to him. He likes it.
I respect it because, you know, Mike came into this situation and he could very easily be like, that ain't the right move to make it. And to do that could save his ass. And he didn't. You know, he was so aggressive in trying to make a move to give us an opportunity. And I respect that because, in a sense, it kind of puts him on the forefront, like, for this thing to work. You know, and so for us as players, specifically myself and Steph as leaders, you got to respect that and you got to make him right. And he made a move for us that helps us. And so it's on us to now go make him right.
All right, that's Draymond Green saying,
there it is. It's on us.
Now we got to play ball.
I love it.
Got to play ball.
So do we know for a fact, partner, if he's playing tomorrow, Jimmy Butler in Chicago?
I'm pretty sure he is. Okay. He said that was the plan.
Yeah, we ASAP.
Let's go to Fred in Oakland. Hey, Fred, how you doing, man? Fred.
All right. How's it going, fella?
Hey, how are you? Hello. Yeah, you're on.
Good. Yeah. All right. Cool. No, I just, with the trade, I just wanted to comment. I kind of hate to see Wiggins go because I think he was a guy that was guarding, you know, the other team's best shooter, like he did with against Boston in the championship game. We had Tatum and you know,
Brown, yeah,
held him down. And I'm just concerned about, well, who's going to be that point person? Who's going to be that guy now that Wiggins is gone? You could say Butler, but Butler, yeah, and Curry are going to need to be the ones to make, you know, get the points. So who's going to be that third person, that person, that two-way person that Wiggins was? That's my only concern about if we happen to get in the playoffs and we need somebody to shut down their premier guard. Who's going to be doing that? And, right. But I like Butler coming over. I think he's going to, you know, when Curry takes a break, needs to sit down, or when they're playing together, I think Curry can come back in the game, and the Warriors could be up by some points, or at least, you know, by a few points. And I think he can hold it down. He looks like he's ready to go, and I think he's going to come out running, and he's definitely going to inject some energy, and you know, he can get the points. So that's my only concern about the Wiggins trade. Hopefully, I don't know if you guys think that Miami wanted either Kuminga or Wiggins, and they went with Wiggins. Do you guys think that happened? And if so, I would have preferred for Kuminga to go and not Wiggins. But anyway, just wanted to leave that with you guys. And that general manager that called a few minutes ago, yeah, he's got to go. But thank you.
Appreciate it.
Is that the one that said he was insulted? The one
Yeah.
And real quick about the Kuminga or Wiggins, it was just about the money, right? They had to move Wiggins even if they didn't want to, because Kuminga is not making as much as him.
Well, I'm sure, like, this is still ended up, has this been officially announced?
Somebody was
because
saying
Schroeder's,
that last night.
Schroeder ended up in Detroit.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure about that. But, I mean, look, I think it's fair to say that, you know, a team like Miami was uncomfortable having to figure out whether they wanted to keep Kuminga or not and how much they were going to pay him. Like, that's a factor. Kuminga comes along with, you got to deal with the contract situation too. So.
And I think Jimmy Butler, again, I don't want to compare or contrast because Wiggins is an athlete, Stoney, but he, to me, is that perimeter defender that the caller alluded to. Like, that's the beauty about Jimmy Butler. When he's on, Stoney, he can score and defend.
Well, that's what I'm really looking forward to seeing, how good of a defender Butler is. Because the one thing Wiggins can do, and Kuminga to a lesser extent, is kind of stay in front of smaller, not smaller guards, but just smaller players. I want to see what Jimmy Butler's lateral movement is like, because Wiggins is pretty good defensively. Will we notice that Butler's a better defender than Andrew Wiggins?
It's kind of funny these two get traded for each other and they had bad, would you call it bad blood in Minnesota? You know, Jimmy was kind of picking on Wiggins.
I actually think it was more Cat. Like, Jimmy and Wiggins always got along.
Mm.
I actually think Wiggins has spoke pretty highly of Jimmy, but Cat was the one that Butler could not stand.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Jimmy, man.
Like, I think I can say this safely without any information. Nobody doesn't like Wiggins. Wiggins is a great guy. If you don't like Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. LeBron didn't want to play with him.
Oh, that's one thing. That doesn't mean he didn't like
him. And I got to correct the caller, the last caller. Father Time has one defeat, guys. He's took one little L. And tell me if I'm wrong.
Tom Brady.
LeBron James. What that man is doing right now, Father Time, Stoney, might be losing.
Oh, he always falls behind. Father Time, he's not like the Warriors. He's built to come back.
Go ahead and take your hair or mine, yeah.
Father Time. Yep. Let's go to Horace is in Texas. Hey, Horace, how you doing, man?
Oh, are you guys doing good today?
Yes, sir.
Great, man. I got three quick points I want to make. First of all, Jimmy Butler thing, man. I'm with you, Stoney, on that. I'm about 50-50 on Jimmy. Number one, the thing about it is, it was a desperate move. And I don't think it's good to make a decision when you're desperate. You gotta, you know, you gotta avoid doing that. And the thing, another thing about Jimmy is like, some dudes, when everything's going your way and everything's great, you know, you're happy. But the minute things don't go your way and you get unhappy, then everybody's got hell to pay because you're not happy. And I don't like that because, you know, he did it in Chicago. The coach had to suffer. He did it in Minnesota. The team had to suffer. He did it in Miami. The team had to suffer. And don't get me wrong, I like Jimmy Butler's game. He's a dog. And I don't care about his age. He's a great player. But, dude, if you want to get paid like a professional, act like one. Because there's too many guys in the league that do what he does. And you, when things don't go your way, man, you still got to be professional. Mm. Number two, you don't always, and I hope Jimmy hears this. You don't always have to get a star. Okay, look at what the Lakers just did. They found this dude, Mark Williams, with the Hornets. 7-footer. I understand he's a shot blocker, a scorer. I mean, this dude has been sitting in Charlotte. I don't know if we pursued him or not, but that would have been a perfect fit. You know, how long have we been looking for a big? Years. And he was sitting there. I don't know if we pursued him or not, but all right, that's just an idea that you don't always need a star. It took you a while to put yourself in the position you're in now. It might take you a while to get back to where you had it. You know, it took you a long time from 2009 to 2015 with Steph Curry to win a championship. Hey, you may have to spend a little time building this thing back up.
Right.
The third thing is what we're witnessing right now are the effects of not having a Klay Thompson on the floor. Now, what I mean by that is this. I don't care if Klay goes 0-for-20. The threat of him having him out there is lethal because it takes a lot of pressure off Curry. It stops people from loading up on him. And everybody in the league knows that dude can go nuclear on you at any time, just like he did last night for Dallas.
Yeah. Good stuff, Horace. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the insight.
Well, it's why you brought in Buddy Hield, Stoney.
Yeah.
Who had an okay game compared to how he's been playing last night.
Jimmy Butler, how excited are you to play with Curry and Draymond?
That they always play winning basketball, and they'll do whatever it takes to win. I think that's what I respect most about those guys. And they've won at so many different levels, obviously, at the highest level, and done it multiple times. So not only can I bring some things to this team, I think they can teach me a whole lot.
Wow. All right, Jimmy Butler saying the right things yesterday when he was introduced to the media. How about this, Goo? What I'm going to read you a quote,
all right,
out of Anthony Slater's story in The Athletic. All right. It's going to be a paragraph. I want to know what Warrior fans think of this. Joe Lacob scoffed at the idea that the Warriors were, quote unquote, desperate, but acknowledged that a shakeup was needed. And now this is a quote from Joe Lacob. First of all, we look at everything, Lacob said. This idea that we were desperate to do something, no. This is every year. This is no different than any year. We look at everything. You've known me from day one. What have I always said? We're going to go after anybody who's good, anybody. We're going to look at every situation. It's never changed. So this is no different for me. The only difference is there was a lot of opportunity this time. Do you buy it?
I got to give him the BOD. I got to give him the benefit of the doubt. But if you're telling me, Guru, the desperate part of it, and Joe might not, obviously he doesn't, Stoney, there was desperation involved. Him saying he's always been who he's been and it's about talent, I think the Warriors are better with this move.
I mean, here's the way I look at it. To at least acknowledge that Steph's timetable is what.
No doubt.
Okay, well then there is a dynamic at play that made it a more urgent deadline.
Right.
So I actually, you know, I don't really believe him there. And that's the cost of having a timeline that's got to be that's got to meet Steph Curry's timeline. That's why you made this deal. Right. Let's face it.
And that's why, and again, I'm not caping for him, Stoney, but there is a reality in a world where Joe Lacob might really feel like, what the F are you guys talking about? I'm not desperate. This is how I got to be where I am. Mm-hmm. This is why I built a dynasty. So, you know, with that alone, I'll leave that there. He might really be one of those guys that was desperate. But when I look at the TV and I read and I see the Warriors are, their name is attached to any and everybody, that reeks of desperation. And when things are going good, you're never desperate. And this is to the caller's point, a few callers ago, Donnie, you only get desperate when things are starting to look bleak. And coming off a season with no playoffs, fiddling around with 500 again, it looked like, you know, that qualifies or constitutes to me desperate.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I wonder too, you know, is what kind of team did Jimmy Butler join? Did he really join? I said this yesterday. Did he really join a 500 team, or did he join a team that's more like 13-21 since the 12-3 start? Because if this team is really the way they've looked after the 12-3 start, then maybe we're just underestimating the boost he's got to give this team.
Okay, but what about this to that? Because I do like the question, and you brought it up yesterday. Regardless, whichever one you want to pick, the team he's about to come to, the team he's on now, is going to get that boost and be better with him.
That's the plan.
No doubt about it.
Let's go to Rod in Vallejo. Hey, Rod, how you doing, man?
Real quick, before you go to a caller, Stein, just a piece of news. The Golden State Warriors are converting to a 7-footer Quentin Post to a 2-year standard NBA contract. Wow. That's per Sham Sharania of ESPN.
Kudos for the young fella, man.
All right, Quentin Post this year and next.
Again, they only had, I think, 11 roster spots, so they're starting to fill out the backside.
Exactly, exactly. Rod is in Vallejo. Hey, Rod, how you doing, man?
Great show.
Oh, thanks.
Very entertaining, very professional.
Oh, thank you.
I listen to you all the time.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I just have one point. You bring up the point that Curry hasn't been the same recently. Anybody that's ever played basketball knows one of the worst injuries you can have is a bum thumb, especially on your shooting hand. That thumb is really bothering him, and I hope he didn't tear ligaments. And,
oh, gosh.
It's gonna, and by playing on that thumb, it's not getting any better. So it's really bothering. He took the brace off, so the opponents won't know that it's bothering. But you can tell it's really bothering him. That's all I got.
Appreciate it, Rod. Yeah, he's dealing with.
And how many times was he shaking it last night? And in Utah, Stoney, sitting in the corner. And I'll tell you this: if he were playing in the '90s, brace or no brace, Xavier McDaniels of the world, obviously he wouldn't be guarding Steph, but the Gary Paytons, the Rod Stricklands would be slapping at that thumb.
Yeah. You're probably right.
And to his credit, he's not using it as an excuse.
Nope. Lamont in Oakland.
You are something else.
What's up, Lamont? How you doing, buddy?
Lamont!
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I wanted to say this about Jimmy Butler. He's, you know, obviously he's a good basketball player, but one thing, and it was also an issue for Pat Riley in Miami about Jimmy Butler, is the last few years he hasn't played a lot of basketball games. So, like, right. When you look at his seasons, he played, like, 58, 52, 57. 2023, he did 64. That's not bad. 60, and then this year, 25. So, he's an aging player, and he does get hurt a lot. Like, I think we have to acknowledge he does get hurt a lot. And so, when you give this man an additional $120 million for the next 2 years, it's like you kind of gave this dude a retirement package. But in essence, it's not going to be able to, like, he's not that reliable. Even in the playoffs, remember what Pat Riley said? He said, hey, you got my availability is the thing. That was one of his biggest beats with Jimmy Butler, because even in the playoffs, Jimmy Butler missed games because he was hurt. And so I think when we go ahead and sign somebody for all this money, knowing his history and knowing that there's a lot of time when he's not on the court, that's why it seems like a desperate move. And he's 35. And the last point I'll make about this is Andrew Wiggins was their best perimeter defender. He was their best perimeter defender. He was strong. He was athletic. And like the other guy, the other caller said, he locked up Tatum. Like, I think that we're kind of underestimating that. And I don't think Jimmy Butler is at that defensive level anymore at 35, going to be 36 years old. But we gave him $120 million for the next 2 years. That's why it reeks of desperation, is because you know this guy's history. You know he doesn't play a lot of basketball. Like, he's off the court a lot. And he had no problem this year sitting out for, you know, the issues. And he's played 25 games this year. He does not mind missing basketball games.
No.
And I guarantee you, $60 million for the next 2 years, he's what's going to be the incentive for him to play. It's like a parachute package for this guy to retire. And that's why I reached a desperation, because I don't think it was thought out properly, knowing the reputation that he has. When he's on the court, he's a good player. I'm not saying that.
I got you. Good stuff, Lamont.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And Stani, much as I'm happy about Butler, the facts are the facts. He missed last year's all of the playoffs with the MCL sprain. He said he doesn't mind missing basketball games.
You know, I'm like, the way I look at it, too, is so Butler is going to be here for the next 2 years making 55. Does he have incentive to go full bore? Or does he have incentive to, I don't want to say coast?
Because this team can't.
Well.
And if he's got any pride, I really believe, Stani, and like that caller said, he'd rather smoke a cigar than not play. He didn't say that. That's how I took it. But, Stani, I think Jimmy Butler needs to, he needs, what's the word when you need your reputation
change
fixed?
Change of scenery.
No, but you need to fix your brand.
Redemption.
Because it's taking a hit. And now you got paid. I just don't think he's in a position to be a fat cat. And the bottom line is, you got your new contract when a lot of people are thinking, what is this team doing? That's why I just really believe we're going to get the best version of him. Because only a fool would think he could come with his antics here, when this fan base is desperate, they're already halfway mad Wiggins is gone. Like, they want to see the best Jimmy Butler, because if not, then this will be a super bad move.
Also, other interesting piece of news from Sham Sharania. The NBA three-point contest at All-Star Weekend has been announced. Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Tyler Hero, Buddy Hield, Cameron Johnson, Damian Lillard, and Norman Powell.
How is Steph not in the three-point contest in your home backyard?
You okay?
No, Steph.
I'm sick of I know his thumb. Contest is a joke. The real hoopers, the dudes that got bounced, don't participate. I just knew Curry was going to win it at home.
He's not in it.
Why?
If you know what,
you can see Buddy Hield.
You know it's funny.
I'm serious, Evan. I can't believe I was just going to say Steph.
Here, Evan,
go Buddy.
Evan, if Steph Curry were on the bottom of that list, you know what Guru would be saying?
What? I don't want him busy on All-Star Weekend. We got to save him for the second half. He's going to get tired if he goes and plays and shoots in the three-point contest.
Steiny, I want him resting during the weekend.
Hey, Evan.
He's got a bum thumb, Goo. You really got to think about that before you.
But honestly, Ian, I know your initial thoughts when you read that without the chef.
He's shooting below 39%. I mean, he doesn't deserve to qualify for the...
Well, Buddy would be out there.
Evan, sounded like me.
Just kidding.
So Buddy's going to win it, huh?
I'd love that.
Yeah, the only time a Chase Center is hitting threes.
I'm really shocked. That thumb must really be bothering him, man.
Yeah,
but he's going to play in the game.
No,
but he's going to play in the game. I just... Wow. I really wanted to go to Saturday. I'm going to go there.
Okay. Let's go to Gus. Gus is in Tracy.
Gut punch.
Hey, Gus, how you doing?
Good, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, so I think it's a good trade. I like it.
All right.
I think he's going to bring some toughness to the team.
Yeah.
And also, too, I wish that they would have kept a Shooter and traded Buddy Hield. I don't know if that would have worked out with the numbers. But I like Shooter better than Buddy. He brings a dynamic to the floor, and he could handle the ball. And like the last caller that he just called about him saying that he doesn't play much and he gets hurt. Well, maybe that's a good thing that he doesn't have that many miles on his body.
It's true.
So that's all I got to say. Hey, you guys have a good day. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jessica.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
What is going on?
The NBA Skills Challenge.
You're a horse's behind.
Yeah, has been announced. Would you like to guess who's representing Team Warriors?
Pods. Of course it's Pods.
Nope.
Don't tell me.
You're not
Jimmy
guess
Butler.
This. No, I wish.
Draymond?
Yes, sir.
No way.
Who's his teammate?
Steph?
Nope.
Butler?
Nope.
Hold on. I had a long night.
Moses
right.
Moody. Well,
I ain't mad at that.
And Draymond Green will represent Team Warriors alongside Team Spurs, Victor Wembanyama, Chris Paul, Team Cavs, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and the Team Rooks, Risa Shea, and Sar.
Wow. I've never been a big fan of that, but I'll watch.
Me neither.
Yeah. Dre and Moody. Moody gets some shine. Evan, I really thought something, the mountains had moved. I'm looking at something.
Well, the trade deadline's over, so it couldn't have been that big of a move.
Hey, I got to ask you two something. You guys are capologists.
Nah, you careful.
The guy said the money. You're telling me there was a way the Warriors could have held on to Wiggins and move Kuminga, although Miami would have had to decide if they wanted to. I thought Wiggins had to go because of his contract. I thought they couldn't, like it wouldn't have worked had they wanted to keep Wiggins and put Kuminga in Wiggins' spot.
It wouldn't have. It would have had to have been Draymond.
Okay, all right. That's what
to be Draymond.
I was like, whoa. All right.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570. I still see a lot of people on
hurry.
Hold. I'm going to get you on the other side. Also coming up at noon, Steve Bolpet, longtime NBA writer, and all over the trade deadline, looking for his perspective on the Golden State Warriors. Also coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play knockout at the Chase Center with 95.7 The Game and other listeners. We're going to give away another spot at the 12 o'clock hour. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.